This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly Dug Joycast.
You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. At the weekend, we had rallies for marriage equality, which unfortunately I was unable to go and MC here in Melbourne, thanks to a kidney stone. But it all went rather well. We got quite a good turnout by all accounts. We're going to go now to speak with Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality and get his take on what happened over the weekend and what was achieved by it. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jack. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. You must be fairly pleased with the turnout.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we worked out there were about 5,000 people Australian wide. Melbourne had a bigger turnout than Sydney. I think there were about 2,500 to about 1,500 in Sydney. So yeah, it was an awesome turnout.
I've been reading today, about turnout figures and things. Our friend Peter Stokes at the Salt Shakers is, of course.
Oh, I love Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been counting heads as well, and he
took photos.
And he took photos. Yes, and he started out agreeing with you. He started out saying that you got the numbers right when you said over 2,000. He said, oh, there's an activist who can count. But as the numbers went up in the course of the day, he got increasingly cross. I was quite amused by that one.
Indeed. And in fact, the 2,000 figure which I quoted, that was a figure which I had said, to Associated Press, that it seems that it's up to 2,000 people in Sydney. Mm. Then they said, well, where else are rallies? And they listed off the other places where the rallies were. So it was kind of a bit of a misquote there.
I couldn't make it to the one here in Melbourne, but looking at the photographs, I would say there was about 1,500 or so, at least.
Yeah.
As I say, I wasn't there in person, and I only saw a couple of photographs, but certainly a very good turnout. Were you expecting that bigger turnout?
You know, I think when you go to a rally, you're never sure. I've been to rallies, a couple of years ago for marriage equality, where you might have got 40 people. Mm. Then you look at National Day of Action, where in Sydney the streets were just full of people, and there were indeed many thousands of people here. So it seems that the numbers are increasing. You're always nervous on the day. Mm. But what we saw happen in Sydney is the crowd getting bigger and bigger throughout the day and more people joining in.
Mm. One of the things that the gay press seem to have picked up on this week is the large number of straight allies we have these days. There seem to be a lot of straight people coming out on our behalf.
Absolutely. It was quite an awesome feeling walking down the key streets in the Sydney CBD full of people marching for marriage equality. And there were mums with kids in prams. There were straight couples there. As we walked past construction sites, the construction workers were cheering us on. So the feeling was just so awesome and so positive, and was not just limited to the gay and lesbian community, but indeed the wider community really, really took place.
We seem to have got some momentum behind this at last.
Which is great.
Do you think that's why the government gave away just a teensy bit more in their compromise with the ACT this time round?
I think the Rudd government is feeling the pressure. I wish they would act on it a bit more. We've had the Victorian ALP and Tasmanian ALP national conferences endorse same-sex marriage. Polling shows 60% of Australians support same-sex marriage. And indeed, the unions and both big unions and big business have both come out in support of it as well. So the government is giving in a little bit, but they need to do a lot more.
Mm. Do you think that Tony Abbott getting in as leader of the Liberals makes that easier or harder?
With regard to Tony Abbott, I think it is definitely a wait and see, wait and see issue. The Liberal Party, of course, has a strong anti same sex marriage policy. We will continue to try and educate the people within the Liberal Party. And explain to them the support that there is out there. But I guess in terms of Tony Abbott, it's a wait and see.
I think it might be very good for us, actually, in some respects.
How so?
Well, you see, the story always was in the past that we had to beware of, the Labour Party had to beware of giving in on same-sex marriage for frightening the right-wing Christians over into the coalition camp. But there are so few people going to be frightened over into the coalition camp now that Tony Abbott's running it, that perhaps that doesn't matter anymore.
Sure.
Now, you're going to be having a meeting with the Attorney General, aren't you, following the
Indeed,
recommendations that came from the marriage
yeah.
inquiry. What are you going to tell him?
You know, the key things which we'll probably be discussing in that meeting will be two things. The Senate Inquiry Bill referred this matter to the Law Reform Commission, and basically the Attorney General makes a recommendation to the Law Reform Commission as to what should be included in their inquiry. Mm-hmm. So we'll and basically that'll be on developing a nationally consistent system of relationship recognition for all Australians. So we are going to be trying to lobby the Attorney General to make sure that inquiry does also include marriage when they are looking at all aspects of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one key thing. And the second thing will be just to ensure that the government fulfills the recommendation of the Senate inquiry when it comes to the certificates of non-impediment being issued to couples wanting to get married overseas.
Because all this is supposed to be a compromise to keep the Christian fundamentalists happy, but in fact they're not, and they're saying it still mimics marriage too much, and they're almost as pissed off with the so-called compromise in the ACT that's happened as we are, aren't they?
You're not going to make loving gay couples who have had a civil right denied to them happy at the same time you're going to make fundamental Christians who think that, you know, we are the scum of the earth happy. There's nothing that will be able to make those two groups happy.
There is no compromise, is there, really?
There's no compromise, no.
No. Okay, well, the best of luck in your meeting, and I hope you get some sense out of them.
Great. And, so we'll try our best.
Yeah, and do come back and let me know what happens, and we'll talk about it on air. Thanks very much for
your
time,
Alex. Thanks so much, I appreciate that. Thank you.
That was Alex Greenwich there from Australian Marriage Equality.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.